AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says proposals to end the war in Ukraine could be finalized within days. After that, American envoys would present them to the Kremlin, ahead of possible further meetings in the U.S. next weekend. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the government's jobs reports for the past 2 months.
The jobs market remains both sluggish and confusing. The government reports American employers added a decent 64,000 jobs last month, but the economy lost 105,000 in October as federal workers left following Trump administration cutbacks. Both monthly reports were late because of the government shutdown. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. Last week, the Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate for a third time this year, amid fears about a jobs market, which Chair Jerome Powell warns is even weaker than it appears.
It's a labor market that seems to have significant downside risks.
The jobs report is among several big economic indicators this week. An inflation update Thursday is expected to show consumer prices were 3.1% higher last month than a year before. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Daytime TV legend Anthony Gary has died at the age of 78. He rose to fame in the 1970s and 80s as half the daytime TV super couple Luke and Laura on General Hospital. The Powerball jackpot has grown to an estimated $1.25 billion for tomorrow night's drawing, after lottery officials said no ticket matched all six numbers drawn last night. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the conviction of a Massachusetts man and the disappearance of his wife.
Brian Walsh has been found guilty of first-degree murder after pleading guilty last month to lesser charges of misleading the police and illegally disposing of his wife, Anna Walsh's, body.
Guilty.
Guilty of what, sir?
Murder in the first degree.
Murder in the first degree. So say you, Mr. Foreperson.
I do.
Anna Walsh was last seen early January 1st, 2023, after a New Year's Eve dinner at the couple's Massachusetts home. Prosecutors relied on online searches Walsh made about dismemberment and disposing of a body. Walsh's defense team argued that he found his wife dead in bed and panicked. Walsh initially told investigators that his wife had traveled to Washington, D.C. on a work emergency. Prosecutors say that Brian Walsh was listed as the beneficiary on Anna Walsh's $2.7 million life insurance policy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
There's a certain magic at Barcelona Restaurant. This holiday season, make that magic your celebration. From company gatherings to family parties, Barcelona is the perfect setting. Warm bar, glowing candles, and the aromas of Spain in the air. Sip festive cocktails, share tapas, and feel transported far from Columbus. Reserve your holiday party today. Barcelona Restaurant, the spirit of Spain in the heart of Columbus. Visit barcelonacolumbus.com.